The war in Iraq may cost Americans as much as $80 billion in fiscal year 2005. That's according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Its figure is the latest addition to a continually moving estimate of the price tag for the conflict. Before the war, in September 2002, the president's top economic advisor said it would cost between $100 and $200 billion. Not long afterward, Larry Lindsey was dismissed from his job. When Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld testified before Congress, he was asked about the cost by Democrat Tom Allen.
Larry Lindsey said it might be $100 to $200 billion. Have you had any conversations about
Sure.
how to pay for it?
Well, needless to say, what one would do is, it's not knowable what a war or conflict like that would cost. You don't know if it's going to last 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months. It certainly isn't going to last 2 years, but it's going to cost money. And it is the cost compared to 9/11 is so insignificant.
Eventually, the White House produced a lower cost estimate than that $100 to $200 billion. Rumsfeld quoted the lower estimate on ABC's This Week.
Office of Management and Budget estimated it would be something under $50 billion.
Outside estimates say up to $300 billion.
Baloney.
And that was the last word, until the fighting started in March 2003. That's when Congress got an emergency supplemental spending bill from President Bush.
Today I'm sending the Congress a wartime supplemental appropriations request of $74.7 billion to fund needs directly arising from the Iraqi conflict and our global war against terror.
The president received the money he requested. 6 months later, he asked for a now famous additional sum.
We have conducted a thorough assessment of our military and reconstruction needs in Iraq and also in Afghanistan. I will soon submit to Congress a request for $87 billion.
Congress paid that $87 billion, and this August, lawmakers approved another $25 billion in funding. If the war does cost $80 billion in fiscal 2005, the current fiscal year, that would bring the total to about $210 billion. That is roughly the same as the highest forecast made by White House Budget Director Larry Lindsey before he left office, and the expected cost was revised downward.